Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Tuesday morning with the Morning Scramble. Dance and Eric Hansen in. Claire is Nurse Claire today, so Producer Ben will be hanging out off and on throughout the course of the morning. We've got a busy day, Producer Ben. I'm glad you got yesterday to rest up. Well, we got marching band on a Tuesday. That's pretty rare. Outside of a random holiday, we don't typically have a marching band on a Tuesday.
We've done it on like Wednesdays
before. We do it Wednesdays before Thanksgiving. That's typical. But that's usually when it's all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. We're going into the last, 7-8 days of 2025. So people are taking some random vacations. This was not planned for Claire. Her husband is having hernia surgery this morning.
Ah.
So her job is to get him there. He's going to be all hopped up on whatever anesthetic they use. So she'll get him home, make sure he's okay. We're supposed to make an appearance later today at Movies at the Paramount. I'll be at Christmas Vacation to say hi to the crowd.
Okay.
And then providing everything's okay at home, I think she and I are going to pop over to Elf and say hi to the crowd too. So that's going to be a fun day. Marching band coming up about 7:35 this morning. We were inspired by the Top 50 Countdown that both Chad Taylor and Jim Check are going to be hosting coming up on New Year's Eve night. So the show is a countdown of countdowns.
We're not spoiling the top five songs?
We don't know those, no. Instead, announcer's name put a list together of his favorite three countdowns, because if you look at the way the clock works, New Year starts on one side of the planet in the middle of the night here, right? Kind of works its way towards mm-hmm. us. So what were his favorite countdowns? So a countdown of countdowns will be our theme coming up for Marching Band at 7:35. So you've got a brand new house. You're headed into the holidays. Do you have your tree up?
I have a few trees up.
A few trees up. Now, were you a few trees sort of guy before the house?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm also not a put decorations up, take decorations down type of person.
Because once they go up, they have to come down.
Yeah.
That's so part of the challenge.
I'm going to try to do a little cheat and try to leave the trees mostly assembled and hide them in a back closet somewhere.
So you're going to leave them assembled and decorated.
Yeah.
Slide them into a guest bedroom.
Yes.
And then bring them back out.
It's
a smart way to do it. That's how Disney does it. Do you think they decorate all those trees? They disassemble them. They pack them up. They put them on a big semi truck. They take them to a warehouse. You should just rent
a
warehouse.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually the smarter way to do it. Although it does take away the joy of hanging an ornament,
true.
Remember this ornament.
I'll take some
ornament.
Of the delicate, important ones off.
Okay.
And then I'll just leave all the unshatterable balls and stuff on
the plastic ones.
Yeah.
They look so real anyway nowadays, and most of them, they'll fall to the ground and they'll just bounce, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So would you ever consider a live tree? Or are you always going to be
fake? We've tried that here before.
We did.
But no, I don't think I would ever do that.
We didn't do a bad job. It is a mess. It is very, it's beautiful and it smells great. But it takes a lot, as you know, right? It takes a lot of maintenance. And then towards the end, if you don't get it out right away and that thing starts to dry out, then you have just all these little pine nettles everywhere, a little trail to your vehicle as you get ready to dispose of it. You've got some fill-in time because Claire and I are going to be taking vacation. How many different Christmases, though, have you already had any with your family? Sitting down with gifts and a meal?
Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Just those two.
I don't usually do any earlier or anything.
Nothing.
Later.
And then will you have any other weekend travel while you are basically running the show here at the building.
Yeah.
Did you know that? So many
yes.
people are taking vacation the last week of December.
No, nothing else really going on over the weekend or anything like that though.
Got it. Do you have any big item on your what Ben wants for Christmas list? I'm asking for maybe Claire and I too while I'm asking this question.
I haven't.
We have some ideas, but we don't want to whiff.
I haven't really thought about it much.
You've got two more days. Come on.
I've always been my whole life. I was always that person who's everyone's hounding you Christmas list, Christmas
yes,
list, Christmas
yes.
list, and I wouldn't give it to him.
I did that for my brothers this year. They both asked, and I just didn't get a chance to do it. So it'll be a surprise.
Often, what I do if I start running out of socks and stuff, I'll just use that as give me some new socks.
I'm actually ready for socks this year. I know it sounds silly, and as a kid, you hate that as a gift, but as an adult, a good pair of socks. In fact, I got a pair yesterday. Hopefully, you'll like this. Friend came over because we weren't going to see each other, so we did a quick gift exchange. I gave him some different flavors of Almost Famous popcorn, and I found a really cool t-shirt that shows the patent of a cassette. So when the person filed for a cassette patent, mm-hmm. how it works and how, you know, the tape goes through, very schematic looking. He loved it.
Okay.
And then he gave me a bottle of booze, which I loved, and he gave me Star Wars socks. One pair, one leg is Obi-Wan Kenobi mm-hmm. because it's in his colors, and the other leg or foot is Darth Vader. So now I have to decide which foot is which. And they also come with little capes. So it's more
like
of a...
The cape hangs off the back
yes,
of the sock?
Yes, the cape's off the That's back cool. of the sock. It's more of a costume sock.
I've never seen a sock like that before.
I've never seen a sock like that before. When I first opened it, I didn't see the cape or the theme. I just saw a really cool pattern on a black sock, and I'm weirdly in the mood for new socks this year. I'm like, ah, this guy knew me. And then I flip it over, and I see Star Wars. I'm like, ah, sweet, there's an Obi-Wan. There's like a, you know, a force side and then the dark side.
If you wear those out of the house, do you like tuck the cape in the shoe?
I don't
do
know.
Hang and drag on the ground?
We'll audition them here at some point. I don't want the cape to drag on the ground. I got to keep them pristine.
Or are they just at-home socks?
Maybe they're just around the house, like lounging on a Saturday in my Star Wars.
They're cool to show off, though.
Yes. My bright side, dark side socks. We'll see. I don't know. Are you ready for tomorrow's gift exchange? Morning Scramble, favorite things.
I need to wrap, but I've got the gifts.
All right. You and Claire are way ahead of me. I've not purchased anything. I'm having a little trouble coming up with what to get us, you guys. I have so many favorite things. So I'm just, and I'm trying not to go for the obvious. Claire's like, you're going to go to Cedar Ridge. I'm like, just slow down, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I just might get things that I like in my everyday life. I haven't figured it out, but we'll get it.
You should start thinking.
I know. It's part of my plan today. I've got a lot going on. A lot of plates in the air.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Producer Ben, remind me, were you here the day I told the story where I got a voicemail message from the Linn County Sheriff's Office? It was a deputy wanting to talk to me. Do you remember that story?
I remember hearing something about it.
Yeah. It turned out to be a scam. And luckily, when you do what we do, we get these stories all the time. So you kind of know what to look for. Things were a little strange. And, you know, I didn't call that number back. I called the Linn County Sheriff's Office, mm-hmm. asked for that deputy. They explained that person doesn't exist in our area. And that was a scam that's going on. Well, I bring that up because there's a new one.
Okay.
The Iowa Division, the Insurance Division, is warning Iowans about inheritance scams that increased during the holiday season. Iowans have been receiving letters claiming they have a long-lost relative with no immediate surviving family members. The letters ask recipients to contact a law firm in Canada, and a large inheritance is waiting. This sounds just like the early email scam. It was like a prince in Africa wanted to, like, you know, mm-hmm. hide his money. So according to the insurance division, the scammers will get your personal information. They'll get your bank account numbers. They'll get your names, your social security numbers. Then they will ask for money to cover taxes and fees from the inheritance. All of this is not legit. And it's tough, too, because Claire and I were talking. You know, when you have a person of authority contact you, the first thing you want to do is what you think is right. So you give them just 1 ounce of this could, not that it's even possible, but I think you just feel like the right thing to do is to keep listening.
Or those things are so scary.
They are very scary.
If they ask for gift cards, like, that's not as bad because, you know, at least it's limited to what you're giving them. But, like, you should raise a red flag. Like, I'm not giving you gift cards.
Gift cards as a payment makes no
sense. Something like that,
right.
I feel, is easier to trick you into. And it's access to a lot more stuff.
Yes. I had a friend who was about a step away from giving somebody gift cards. And then at that point, that light bulb went off. So just, it's a constant reminder, but it's so easy to right now, this time of year, when you're just overly busy. Here's the warning sign. A random email or letter that just pops up out of the blue. That alone should cause suspicion. Anything that asks for personal information, that should cause suspicion. And then clearly, well, if you want the inheritance, you got to pay us in advance. Law firms don't ask for fees up front or request sensitive personal information specifically through unsolicited letters. So just another thing to keep an eye out for. Even me, just getting a relatively new to me but used car, the amount of mail I'm getting for my warranties expired. You, with a new house, I'm sure you're getting those letters all the time.
I just stopped, as far as I know, getting those, but I was getting them for months. Yeah.
Yeah, because it goes into a database, and then all of those firms just send that stuff out. And you got to look at it like three different ways to make, like, this is not from the car dealership. This is not from whoever made the car. It's just a third party. Yeah. You got to be vigilant and unfortunately not very, you know, trusting of other people. You like to play the lottery every once in a while. Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
I went in on the work one for this past drawing that lost.
Which I didn't hear anything, so I'm guessing we didn't collect a dime.
I also did not buy one for, I think there was one on Monday.
There was one on Monday. It didn't go. What I'm a little surprised that this thing is now just kind of creeping up. But when you're over $1 billion, so we're now going to a jackpot of $1.7 billion for Wednesday's drawing. It's the fourth largest in Powerball history. If you take the cash, you're going to get, it appears to be $781 million. But that next drawing coming up on Wednesday. And so that'd be a, wow, what a Christmas Eve.
I'm going in on that one for sure.
Got to do that. Is there an office one? Or just you're going to go get one?
I'm going to go get one. Might as well. I would have got one on Monday, but I was off and didn't really make it into a store or anything.
And I still have this theory. It's like the person who gets it usually gets it at the rate. There's either the person who's played it forever and they've got a system. But I would still like to apply. We've tried it before, like the random gas station. Or, you know, I'm in a different town. And again, I've got to go drive somewhere to find a gift for you guys tomorrow. Maybe I'll find myself in Center Point, right? And I'll just pull off at the local Quick Star or something.
My dad's always done, like, anytime he's on a road trip or something, he has to stop in each state at a random gas station and grab a ticket.
That's a good idea. I had an opportunity to buy one. We got stranded on our flight back from our trip Thanksgiving to Detroit. And it just kind of felt like there was a reason there was a lottery stand in the Chicago airport. I should have pulled the trigger then, but I didn't. Oh, well, regrets. I could have been a millionaire. One of the coolest things for a U.S. senator is nominating students for U.S. military academies. The offices of both U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley and U.S. Senator Joni Ernst announcing their support for Iowa students looking to attend the Air Force Academy, the Military Academy at West Point, the Naval Academy, or the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. They all don't guarantee acceptance, but it's nice to have a letter of recommendation. So Senator Grassley threw his support behind 31 students. Ernst supported 46. A lot of those from the Cedar Rapids, Palo, Ainsworth, Cedar Falls area, as I was looking at the list yesterday. So congratulations to all those students, and good luck as you continue your education.
And now, a pop culture update we like to call Z's Sleaze. With Dancing, Eric Hansen.
Well, it's a nice little gift for Taylor Swift going into 2026. She made Billboard history. Life of a Showgirl has spent 10 non-consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Swift is now the first female artist to have four albums, each spent at least 10 weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard 200. She is in rare company. This joins Elvis and the Beatles. That's it. Those are rock and roll pioneers and icons that you didn't think would ever have sales match those numbers. The surge in sales, and this is where she's brilliant, by re-releasing the same album in different colors, people were buying two, three, four copies, pushes all of her sales up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that adds
smart
to the sales totals.
How many of her songs do you think are in the top 50 countdown?
I would say that's a great question because we're just getting to Opalite now. Fate of Ophelia. I think it's going to be there. It'll probably be in the mid area because it's still kind of finding itself, right?
Yeah.
Like it had a nice burst, but it didn't have the run of like Ordinary by Alex Warren.
Right.
So she'll make it in there with a couple, no question there. But I don't, you know, just it's always about timing,
right?
When the song was released and then how long it's been out. Because my understanding is there's a lot of math that's going into this top 50 countdown. So it's sales and it's airplay. How long it's been out on the chart. So
her songs don't really have a fair advantage.
It just hasn't been out as long. Yeah, I think that's going to work against her. We just actually watched a little bit of last night. Elf, big holiday classic, is going to be on the big screen today at the Paramount Theater. You can still get your tickets through CR Events Live. Zoe Deschanel says her role almost didn't happen. It was originally offered to Katie Holmes, the actress Katie Holmes. So the way it goes, she was on a podcast a couple days ago and was telling the story. So she went in to meet with Jon Favreau, the director, and they sat down and it was a weird conversation because, like, I hate to tell you this, but the role you're coming in for, we just offered to Katie Holmes. So we really don't need you. But he's like, hey, let's just kind of get to know one another. Maybe there's a future project. Mm-hmm. And she said from her perspective, that made it the easiest audition ever because the pressure was off for the role she was going for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then she finds out, due to scheduling, Holmes is out, she is in. And then I've heard a lot of lore on whether or not that shower singing scene was actually originally in the script, or once they learned that she could sing really well, they kind of added it. But they harmonized well together, and that's kind of become a very iconic holiday movie scene.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just when you see the or hear these stories, it's I always find it interesting. The movie you've grown up to love and know by heart and the words that another actor, actress maybe was offered the job first. And then it ended up going to the one that it seems to have made sense for. Because I just can't picture this movie with Katie Holmes. Just it doesn't compute.
Yeah, I can never picture movies with other actors.
With other no, once it's kind of cemented in your head, it's like that's the way it was supposed to
but
be.
But never give up. On like,
good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
If she would have gave up and said, okay, I guess I'm not doing it.
You're a little fortune cookie in our Z Sleaze. Okay, follow along. Her name is Jamie Lee. She's from Arizona. And she claims horrible upbringing. She was trafficked as a kid, pregnant at 12. And she claims, based on years and years of trauma therapy and she was hypnotized, that her daughter was Miley Cyrus. She's been on this track to try to prove herself for a while. She has filed multiple legal actions proving she's the biological mother. Tennessee and California are not accepting those in court cases. So she says she lived in California. She approached Julia Roberts, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, Hillary Clinton, and Dolly Parton to adopt her child. Dolly, according to this woman, connected her to Billy Ray Cyrus, and then Tish and Billy Ray said, yeah, we'll take the kid. It's way too much fantasy there, right?
Is it some ploy to try to, like, meet Miley Cyrus? Like,
I think deep in her heart she believes it's true, sadly, because she had all of that trauma growing up, and I think that does a lot to a person. So she just wants Miley to take a DNA test because she thinks she can prove it. But any and all lawsuits have been dismissed. She actually had to pay Billy Ray Cyrus's legal fees. She went after him once, and that cost her $7,500. So she's not taking no for an answer. But unfortunately, the writing's on the wall. This just is impossible. I mean, if you're naming people that can all deny this, and then at some point and now it's going to sound like they're all trying to cover it up. Like, that's not possible.
Also, every single person you're going after has way more money and way bigger lawyers.
I know in your heart of hearts you think you're right and you're trying to prove that you're right. You're not. And there just needs to be a good friend or a therapist or somebody who just says, abandon it. It's the story is not there like you want it to be there. I believe Miley Cyrus is and always will be a Cyrus, right? She was born with from her parents, Billy Ray and Tish. That's going to do it. That's something that we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Final time I get to say this in 2025. Band, are you ready?
No.
Yes.
It's like a 4-minute show. You're fine. Announcer's name, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir.
All right, let's go bowling, Roland.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. It's our final halftime show of 2025. Under the baton of director of bands Danson, John Philip Sousa Hansen. And musical director Greg Young. The Z102.9 marching band wants to know who has the best New Year's Eve countdown. Well, listeners, here we are. 2025 is about to be in the rearview, and 2026 looms large before us. There's not much left to do in 2025 until the clock strikes midnight one last time. Sure, there's the ReliaQuest Bowl with Iowa and Vanderbilt, and there's the Top 50 Countdown on Z102.9. That'll be fun. But for the true New Year's Eve enthusiasts, it's time to strategize time zone to time zone coverage of celebrations across the globe. But honestly, who has the best countdown? Luckily, I'm notorious for not going out on New Year's Eve. Actually, I'm notorious for not going out ever. I know, surprising. I'm pretty much a homebody. I took a poll of absolutely no one. So we'll proceed with announcer's name's top three New Year's Eve celebrations. Number three, Australia. Why? Well, they're one of the first. They have that picture-perfect image of fireworks above the famous Opera House and Sydney Harbor Bridge. And when all you're known for are kangaroos, bloomin' onions, and Crocodile Dundee, you go all in on New Year's Eve. You show the world that you're confident.
One, two, three!
Number two on Announcer's Dame's top three New Year's Eve celebrations is the group of regions who all have time zones within a 30-minute offset. That's right, they celebrate New Year's on the half hour. Newfoundland, India, Sri Lanka, Iran, Burma, and Afghanistan, all just to name a few. While you're wrapping your holiday carbs and calories-loaded brain around that fact, I can also blow your mind that globally, there are 39 different local times in use, which means it takes 26 hours for the entire world to enter the new year. Yeah, how about that? So across 26 hours, you're toasting champagne 39 times, singing Auld Lang Syne 39 times, and promising yourself, this year, I'll be the best version of myself, only to talk yourself out of it 39 times. I know, it's a lot to keep track of. Don't think too hard, or you'll become a basket case. Take it from a guy who has a Spencer Petras flag in his window and orders 99% of his meals through DoorDash. There is nothing more exciting than watching another town in another time zone count down to the new year. Which leads me to my number one all-time best place to watch New Year's Eve. Wherever Iowa is playing in a bowl game. That's right, if Iowa has won at least 8 games, they're probably someplace warm and either playing just before or on New Year's Day. Which means this year I'm all in on New Year's Eve in Tampa, Florida. And when I say all in right this moment, I'm proudly wearing apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. That's right, shorties. Your boy Announcer's Dame is channeling his inner Flo Rida for the Hawks in Florida, your number one New Year's Eve countdown spot. And as we ring in 2026, let's get low. We'll be right back. the Z-Wada 2.9 Marching Band. This is announcer's name saying enjoy the second half. Happy New Year and go Hawkeyes!
Time to head north. Way north. It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Santa here. I just finished some cardio to get ready for the big day. Well, technically it would be a big night, wouldn't it? I'm gonna finish this big glass of milk while listening to our two messages for today. Let's hear them back to back. Here are Carter and Jace.
Now, go.
Hi, my name is Carter, and I'm 5 years old, and you know what I want for Christmas, Santa? I want a Baby Shark doll, and I want a Paw Patrol playset, and I want a tablet for many games, and I want a dollhouse, and I want 100 toys. Thank you, Santa. You're the best.
Hello, my name is Jace, and I am 10 years old. And something I want for Christmas is, I know I already have a baseball bat, but I kind of want a new one that is blue, red, and yellow somehow. And I want a book about football, and thank you, Santa.
First, we start with Carter, who probably would have asked for 1,000 toys if he had the chance. Carter, you did provide such wonderful ideas, from Baby Shark to Paw Patrol. Now, I'll have to check on the tablet request. That's coming in rather last minute. Oh, and thank you for saying I'm the best. Carter, you're the best. And would you please make me a promise for next year? Can you go from being the best to being even better? I know siblings can sometimes make each other mad, and that's okay. We all have emotions, but we have to express our emotions the right way, not the wrong way. Will you please promise me to work on that? I know you can do it, Carter. Next was Jace. Your Christmas list was sent directly to our sports division in the workshop. There are so many options for football books. I'll make a few suggestions before they pack my sleigh. Regarding your baseball bat, I'll have to check with the paint department. We tend to run a little low on the color red this time of year, as you can probably understand. Keep up the great work on the field, and make sure to keep applying yourself in the classroom, too. I look forward to seeing your name in the sports record books in the future. And that message goes to all of you, too. Keep working hard on whatever makes you happy. We're working hard here at the North Pole with mere moments to go until we circle the globe to deliver presents around the world. Wow, when you put it that way, I better double-check my list and check it again. It's almost go time. Goodbye, everyone. And Merry Christmas!
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Happy Holidays! From the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.